Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
I'm so sorry I'm late. I was just talking to my sister about protecting abortion rights.
Wait, didn't we already do that in Ohio? We passed issue 1 last year.
I know, by a wide margin too. But now it's up to our state Supreme Court to decide whether they enforce it or ignore it.
Ignore it? Will they really do that?
They will if we don't keep extremists out of the court. But we can protect our rights by electing Justices Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
I don't know if I can remember that. Listen, I can barely remember what I had for breakfast this morning.
Here's a trick. All you have to do is remember, don't stop fighting.
Don't stop fighting. Oh, I get it. DSF, Donnelly Stewart Forbes. I love that.
Tell everyone you know, if you supported issue 1 last year, don't stop fighting. Vote for Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
This message was paid for by Red, Wine, and Blue, a community of women who care about reproductive rights as much as you do.
Wow, Matt, fellow adventurers. In this episode and the next few, we will be beginning the Whispered Madness Saga. It begins with Of Distant Eyes and Silent War. It is a Whispered Madness adventure. Mizorak produces a felt piece of paper, which he quickly unrolls, revealing a strange symbol inked onto its yellowed surface. Let us begin. This can be normal or scaled, so I'm going to do it normal. Imbuck. And now, the thing about these Whispered Madness adventures is that at the beginning of them you get a list of quotes, which are, well, quite something. I'm going to read through them for the first one, and then that will be that. The shadows of the known world, lurking on the lonely edges of a vast yet finite expanse, pale in contrast to the deeper gloom that stirs in the unexplored dark realms. Those ancient shores sliver out to meet the wide tide of an interminable, roiling ocean of time. Translated expert, excerpt from an ancient Wadizarian tome. Next. Look not upon madness as an affliction of the mind, but rather a provoker of slumbering souls. Origin unknown. I have often found myself beset with thoughts and ideas that would seem a stray of wisdom, that would, in a single breath, see convention loudly exposed, and invention furiously defamed. Archmage Hurion of Wiesel. The chilling burden of that distant gaze will incessantly wear on the resolve of even the most indomitable spirit, until, in a moment of quiet terror, the last shreds of reason dissolve, and all that was known to be never was at all. From an ancient Pleiades scroll that referred to the Holger Wand. Okay, what is that? The Holger Wand. the Great Madness. The Hogwart, also known as the Great Madness, refers to a dark, widespread epidemic marked by madness and death that ravaged a large portion of the North Broadlands more than 1,000 years ago. While some historians prefer to suggest that Hogwart was little more than a plague that swept over a vast swath of the world, there are equally as many among the learned who believe the Great Madness was spawned of a sinister, otherworldly source. Whatever its origin, the Great Madness quickly spread across the world, Rome's devastating certain regions, while inexplicably leaving others largely untouched. The symptoms of those afflicted by the Hogwart almost always began as feverish dreams, but quickly devolved into waving lunacy, culminating into what has historically been described as hallucinations filled with the stares of distant eyes and great earth-shaking roars of silence. Those infected by the Great Madness were often found to have sketched, or in some way crafted, a specific marking which came to be known as the Sigil of Dokoth. The curious symbol was in the form of a square eye surrounded by a ring of flames. When asked about the symbol they had drawn or carved, nearly all of those suffering in the grip of the Hogwart would respond that it was Dokoth's signal, or the mark of Dokoth. Dokoth is the name of a diaphytic figure that appears in certain Adivari writings, though very little is known about him. The Hogwart lingered for nearly a decade, during which time its ravaging hands altered much of the world it afflicted. According to legend, the Great Madness was only defeated when a band of seven warriors, known to history as the Seven Knights, encountered and defeated the great demon who commanded the Hogwart. In a battle that brought about the demon's demise, all seven of the knights, believed to be from the Ironheart Order of Palaidon, perished. Though scholars disagree on the origin of the Hogwart and the legends that surround its arrival and abrupt disappearance, most believe that its return, or the birth of a similar epidemic, is a notion that should not be flippantly discarded. Now, there's another link here called the Signal of Dokoth. The Signal of Dokoth, also referred to as the Mark of Dokoth, is a curious symbol in the form of a square eye surrounded by a wing of flames. The signal, commonly sketched, carved, or arranged by those unfortunate souls afflicted by the Great Madness, supposedly bears a connection to a diaphytic entity, Dokoth, found in certain ancient Avadi writings. It's believed by some that seeing the signal of Dokoth is a potent of something of a sinister nature, not altogether obvious, is close at hand. Alright, and go back again. And next quote. In the darkness dances my shadow. In the silence thunders my roar. Origin unknown. Believed to be related to the Hogwart. There is mirth, and there is laughter. Let us not confuse the two. For while akin, they are not identical. And neither is what they each signify. Origin unknown. In the hour when the darkness is revealed as the illusion it has always been, the true gloom will roll in to cover a world that weaves in the throes of madness. Excerpt from an ancient scroll of unknown origin. Black darkest among my dreams remains the visitations I can neither fully recall nor safely discount. As time draws fast near, when such nagging concerns will no longer be mine alone. Carved into the wall of in the dungeons beneath Twinned Keep, we appeased a dusk that deepened into light, and for a time our fears were quelled. We trembled in the darkness that swallowed dawn, for no more do we dream of the day's breaking. Translated from the Book of Dokoth. Ooh, that sounds like an ominous tome indeed. The chambers of what are real, and that are such volume that entire worlds may be lost in them, forever spinning in a reeking blackness that suffers no fracture in the dire unity of its ignoble murk. Translated from the Book of Dokoth. A faceless figure in white, whose hands brush against the festering ankles, even when standing erect, beckons those who slumber surrendered to meandering dreams. Great indeed is the urge to reach for the extended hand, though hand hardly suffices to describe such a mound of sore-addled flesh. Its bent digits and cracked claws so crudely fused. Translated from the Book of Dokoth. Three times the skies will light, and out of the glowing dark will float our redeemers, resplendent in all ways appealing to the ever-weary, but woolly, insatiable and vile of purpose. The deep mazes and their mimics, safely beyond the grasp of time, will prove final sanctuaries. Okay, this story is sort of reminiscent of that poem that keeps turning up in Proving Ground 6, and the whole time thing as well. Perhaps there seems to be some connection. Wouldn't be surprised. Sarngard seems to get itself involved in everything. And everything seems to get itself involved in Sarngard. In the shadows of the known world, lurking on the edges of a vastness, finite expanse, pale in contrast to the deeper gloom that stirs in unexplored dark realms, whose ancient shores sliver out to meet the wild tide of an interminable, rolling ocean of time and rhythm. Okay, and now we're... And that is all the quotes. Fortunately for people wanting to see them all, they're not in any way randomized, you just go through a list. So once you start repeating, you know you've read them all. Which is sort of convenient, because I think in a lot of things where you get little bits of quotes, they're randomized. So you're never really quite sure whether you've seen them all. So you end up having to read all of them every time, even though most of them are things you've read before. Midday. Anyway, now we begin. Midday. Late summer. Triffic. The edge of Blade Square. The man cutting across the bustling quadrangle, his unkempt finery soiled with untold months of accumulated grime, flashes a toothless grin as he approaches, before nearly stumbling into a tall, well-dressed woman. He immediately, rather eloquently, apologises. The lady, paying him no heed, hurries on her way, and the man promptly continues on in your direction. This must be Mirzek. The message received not more than a day ago, begging you for this meeting in the Adderstone's famous square, promised you that the rendezvous would be worth your time. Needless to say, given the present scenario, you promptly sent the courier away with your reply, which stated you would meet with the man who identified himself as Muzek in Blade Square at noon the following day. As requested in the message, you've come here alone. As a middle-aged man in grubby finery draws up to you, his entire body begins to tremble, and his mouth, only moments ago missing in a way of teeth, is now filled with long, jagged fangs. Stepping back, you instinctively draw yourself into defensive stance as the approaching man spreads his arms wide, revealing a pair of leathery black wings extending from just below his wrist to the centre of his back. Suddenly, he leaps high into the air and comes soaring down at you, his hands outstretched, an expression one of murderous glee. Alright, I've got some options. Telekinesis, fortification, shadow magic, attempt to dodge a soaring assailant, or hold my ground. Now, considering you've had all these quotes about madness, I'm not sure this is actually happening. Also, I, of course, remember it from the several other times I've played. It's kind of, when you've played the game as much as I am, it's hard to separate deductions you've made with what you've recently read with memories and just pure headcanon. Anyway, there's five options, so I'll just use random.org. Number one, telekinesis, apparently. Succeeded. 4xp to telekinesis. Channeling your power of telekinesis, you project a powerful, invisible blast of energy that strikes the mid-winged man as he hurtles towards you, sending him spinning to the right. He lands hard, several yards from you, and struggles to regain his feet. Pressing your momentary advantage, you rush forward to engage the winged man, picking a number, bonus of 60, 20 from mind, 20 from aura, 20 from spirit, that is the are you crazy check. You've got to get 100 or more, pick now. 76, failure. As you lunge at the winged man, his entire body shudders and he rapidly morphs into a sword-wielding black scale tarsal. Ah, oh, it's the bloody thrones again. Must be. Sending tarsal, because they're always sending tarsal. You know, or it's not really happening. Hissing savagely, the fierce reptilian gimbally dodges your attack and deftly counters. Sword-wielding Tazar begin combat. No option but to kill, because, you know, it's a Tazar. You never subdue a Tazar, because they're the bad guys. They just are. It's just one of those things. I mean, presumably there might be some good Tazar hiding deep in the Nevelus, but they stay there because they're good, so that they don't go around, you know, causing problems. It's the ones that go out are the ones that cause problems. Sort of like the Norse, the ones, if they came on a long ship waving an axe and not wearing those horned helmets, but generally screaming a lot and going, "Yah!" Yeah, they're probably going to cause problems. The ones that weren't causing problems, they're staying at home. Or they're coming after those people have done all the, just somehow making some freshly available farmland for you to settle. How convenient. Desire slashes at you. Keep going. Go into a battle rage. I dislike Desire's. It is slain. 21 XP. As the bloodied corpse of the Tazar slumps to ground, the body slowly morphs back into that of the winged man. You slowly step back from the remains and cast your gaze about the blunt, bustling quadrangle. Suddenly aware that no one seems to have taken notice of this violent episode. Alright, so did it happen? Or was it, did it happen and was hidden? Or did it not happen? I guess maybe we'll find out soon. Picking a number, bonus of 60. 20 from mind, 20 from aura, 20 from spirit. It's got to be 80 or more to not be crazy. Pick now. 62, failure. A strange sensation washes over you. You immediately feel your life being drained away. But by what? What is draining my life away? 42 stamina points lost. Your vision blurs as you struggle to maintain your footing. Your vision swiftly clears, and the sense of uneasiness that nearly sent you toppling vanishes. Standing before you, with a somewhat baffled look on his face, is the man in grubbery finery. He places his hand on your shoulder and asks if you're alright. Okay, looks like none of that actually happened. Seems to be a bit out of sorts, he says. His demeanour seemingly one of genuine concern. Take a moment, do you? Quite well. After assuring him that you're fine, though you remain uncertain of it, he smiles and introduces himself as Mizrek. Thank you for meeting with me, he says. This will only take up a minute, but I think you'll want to see what I have to show you. Mizrek nervously glances around the square, then steps in close to you. He produces a furled piece of paper, which he quickly unrolls, revealing a strange symbol inked onto its yellowed surface. The symbol appears to be a square eye, framed by a circular flame. You immediately recognise the mark as a signal of Dokoth, an infamous sign closely associated with the dark episode of the ancient past, known as the Holgerwand, or more commonly, the Great Madness. Now, we read about those at the very start, pretty close to the start of this episode, so no need to click those links again. And of course, if you've forgotten in the interim, you can scroll back a bit, or you could look it up on Swift.com. There's a tab which has all the law book entries. Well, okay, most of them. I think there are a few that you can only access either in-game or via other law book entries, and are sort of hidden, but the overwhelming majority of them are just in the list. You can just scroll down and read them whenever, which I did in a previous episode, where I just read through the whole list. Well, not one episode, about 10 of them, because there's a lot of lore. Mizrek seems to take note of your identification of the signal and nods. This piece of paper is not significant, he says, but it indeed bears the signal of Dokoth. It was drawn by a woman who is, I'm saddened to say, no longer among the living. It is my sister, Arfidra. Before she passed, she waved with distant eyes and a silent wall. Telltale imaginings, one might say, but also a sign of the dark power clawing at her soul had at last broken her mind, drained her of every last ounce of will. The man's voice wavers and his eyes begin to water. Until recently, my interest in Hogwarts was, you might say, only scholarly in nature, he says. I had long believed that the Great Madness was but a precursor to a grim epidemic that yet lurked in an ether, a calamity that would one day unleash itself upon the world. A more dreadful prospect I cannot, in my wildest notions, conjure. I've learned more of late, and what it is I've learned has frightened me enough to act. Mizrek tells you he's long studied the dark and sordid history surrounding the Holgerwand, and his findings have led him to believe that a second Great Madness will soon take hold of the world, seeking to finish what its first iteration failed to complete. you learn that Meswick and six others, ooh, six others, so seven in total, like the seven knights. Is that a deliberate or is that a coincidence?
Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
I'm so sorry I'm late. I was just talking to my sister about protecting abortion rights.
Wait, didn't we already do that in Ohio? We passed issue 1 last year.
I know, by a wide margin too. But now it's up to our state Supreme Court to decide whether they enforce it or ignore it.
Ignore it? Will they really do that?
They will if we don't keep extremists out of the court. But we can protect our rights by electing Justices Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
I don't know if I can remember that. Listen, I can barely remember what I had for breakfast this morning.
Here's a trick. All you have to do is remember, don't stop fighting.
Don't stop fighting. Oh, I get it. DSF, Donnelly, Stewart, Forbes. I love that.
Tell everyone you know, if you supported issue 1 last year, don't stop fighting. Vote for Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
This message was paid for by Red, Wine, and Blue, a community of women who care about reproductive rights as much as you do.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.
We shall see. Well, there's... six others worked tirelessly for more than a decade, investigating strange and horrific incidents across the realms they believed were related to the dawning of a new madness. He tells you that with his sister's passing, their number, including himself, is now only six. Well, that won't work. They need a seventh person. Because it's probably important that the seven... Ethwardar never allowed herself to believe the whole world was real, that there was a danger of its return, he said. She was inclined to accept the great madness was merely a way to explain a plague that swept over much of the world. For the characteristics of the malady suggest something far worse. Our quest to uncover the hints of its second coming brought us too close to something dark. Ancient and not of this world. My sister, her resistance weakened by refusal to accept the unsettling truth, was an easy mark for whatever took hold of her. I blame myself, of course, and I will do so until the day I die. Meswick glances about the square and laughs, for immediately seems to regret the outburst and mutters an apology. Meeting in a place like this seems odd, perhaps, he says. But I feel better out in the open. Most a great many people. To be be lonely, even if only perceptibly lonely. It's not something I welcome. It's safer like this. Intrigued by what Muzrak has told you, and intrigued what he's in, and convinced he is hesitating to ask you something, you inquire about his reasons for wanting to meet with you. So we come to it, he says, nodding. I have both a question and a proposition for you. And you're right to suggest that we get to them. Muzrak clears his throat, and his steely gaze locks on your own. Have you ever felt the stare of distant eyes, or been deafened by a silent roar? And both of those, both distant eyes and silent roar, are underlined and linked to Holgerwad. Linked to the Holgerwad again. Now, as for me, the guy behind the mic, let's see, well, the stare of distant eyes, well, of course I have. This is the UK, we have CCTV everywhere, so the stare of distant eyes is just something you got to deal with. Of course, most of the stares look, they stare, but they don't look, it's just kind of just there, just on a table or something, or a disc, and no one will ever look at it. Because quite frankly, it's too much of a bother to go through the effort of looking at it. Unless, of course, they've retroactively found something happen that caused them to go, this particular time and place is worth having a closer look at. Fortunately, we already had eyes there. We'll just, look through them now. And then they do. As for silent war... have I been deafened by a silent war? I don't think so, but maybe I was so deafened by the silent war that I can no longer hear the silent war because I was deafened by it. The odd question, crafted with exacting care, given to the formation of each syllable, leaves you struggling to arrive at an answer. And then that's Sir Croakington. Struggling to arrive at an answer, and you know what? So am I. Almost immediately, a cavalcade of forgotten dreams and deep musings flood your mind. Through this myriad of imagination, you hastily slog, seeking anything that might serve to satisfy the query put to you. In the end, after what is in reality only several long seconds, you slowly shake your head. Never once looking away from Merzerak's intense gaze. Then we're settled on that score, he says. I was somewhat convinced that you had not. After showing you the signal, had you seen or heard what I described, you would likely have had a rather strong reaction to viewing the mark of Dukoth. This is most heartening. For we are now arrived at the part where I ask you for your help. In a startling admission, Muzrak tells you he's aware of your excursions into Fogpur to explore Wagner's Mad, and he reveals that it's the primary reason he is Confederates have decided to seek your help. Okay, how does he know of that? Because it's not exactly public knowledge. Okay, Timokiff probably does. And, who is it? The guy who sent me on the original quest does. I imagine Runeskin does, because he ends up knowing about everything, pretty much. Okay, Runeskin will, and of course... Coratel does. She literally met me in there. And Wagner himself knows, but beyond that... Oh, and the Grey Mage. The Grey Mage will know. But I think beyond that, it's not public knowledge, but I guess maybe some people let it slip. Or maybe just someone just wandered around and saw me went in there. I'll not pretend you know your business, or even guess at what caused you to the labyrinth, he said. But that place and its creator are very much bound to the history of the great labyrinth. The Great Madness. Okay, okay. So he was studying the labyrinth as it connected to his thing, and he kept finding out that I kept going there. So that might be how he did it. This fact may not be known to you, or may have been hidden to you, but concealing that connection is not in anyone's best interest. Alright, so maybe part of the madness of Ragnar was the Holgerod? Perhaps, who knows? Mesrak tells you that he and his six associates humbly ask for your help in what they feel will soon be the final stage in the struggle to prevent the arrival of the second great madness. We are not warriors or heroes, he says. Neither do we wield magic. We are simply learned in the history of the Hulkwand and seek to do all we can to prevent its rebirth. It's for this reason we ask you for your help, which is what is likely to befall us, all of us, in the days ahead. Mozart produces a red garnet, carved to resemble a square eye. The gem is fitted with an ornate iron enclosure attached to a length of thin chain. He tells you that the curious amulet is imbued with a powerful enchantment, believed to help one resist the effects known to accompany exposure to the insidious elements of the Holgerwand. This piece belonged to one of the seven knights who long ago rid our world of the first coming of the Great Madness, he says. It was Uthaldas, and it might have protected her had she chosen to wear it. To the very end, she remained unconvinced that more fantastic portions of the Holgerwand, those less provable by the whole historical record, were wielded enough to warrant such precautions. As if having anticipated your question, Mizorak loosened the string that binds the top of his grubby, embroidered tunic, revealing a similar amulet resting against his chest, its thin chain encircling his neck. We all have them, he says. How we obtained them, I'd rather not say. That is a tale that could be told another time. If you desire to help us, you must take possession of one of these amulets. I cannot attest to its freshness, other to say that despite what we've uncovered, and I knew must brush it through what we suspect, the long fingers of the Holgerwand, only if Fridra succumbed. In her own words, she felt the frigid weight of distant eyes and heard the dreadful silent war, a whispered madness. Music tells you that should you accept his offer and join the endeavour to investigate and help stave off what is believed to be the imminent creeping return of the Holgerwand, he is certain that a second coming of the Great Madness can be thwarted. Our grand strategy against this foe needs only to be set into motion, he says. For that would require someone like you. Mesrak holds the amulet out towards you and asks that you accept it, and the grim responsibility that comes with its possession. Intrigued by all that you've heard, particularly with the reference made to your exploration of Ragnar's Mad, you carefully consider the offer, your gaze fixed on a red garnet dangling at the end of the chain clutched in Mesrak's outstretched hand. So I can accept the offer or decline the offer, or I could use divination to get some clues as to what's going on. Divination. You channel your power of divination, immediately sense that all of what Mesrak has told you is, as he perceives it, truthful. You do not believe he is attempting to deceive you. Okay, you know, I'm going to click decline just to see what happens. Mesrak is crestfallen when he declined the offer to become involved in his group and their endeavours. immediately ask you to reconsider, turning you without someone of your unique and powerful talents counted amongst their ranks. The outlook for thwarting a second coming of the whole code is grim, so I'm still going to decline. Mesurak nods and withdraws his hand, placing the garlic amulet in the lower portion of the weather-stained tunic. His visage is dismayed, and for a minute nearly seems incapable of speaking. "Then I shall bother you no longer more," he says at last. "I fear you may regret your decision, but no, I do not not judge you for it. I wish you the best, whatever comes." With that, the man in grubby finery bows deeply and bids you farewell before turning and striding off along the quadrangle. Reaches the far side of the square, he turns and looks back in your direction before vanishing into the throng. And that finishes the adventure with 256 experience to general, which is the same as you get for completing it the other way. And this doesn't block, and you still go on to the next adventure, because the Holgorod has chosen me. I has chosen to meddle with me. Not I have chosen. It's not that I have chosen to meddle with the Holgorod. Even if I don't want it to be my business, it's still. I choose not to make it my business. It makes myself its business. So, you're still. The saga still continues, is basically what I'm saying. So, I want that amulet then. Because if I'm going to dealing with this madness stuff, I'm gonna want something that can ward it off at least a bit. So I'm gonna quit. And now back to... I'm going to quickly zoop through the quest again, because it's mostly reading. It's going to be very quick. There is the guy. Okay, here's the check. The first check is this guy has turned into some sort of winged demon. All right. I closed the Wand of the Hawk. Silly me. All right, random 1 to 5. Number 3, we're choosing shadow magic. Succeeded. 4xp to shadow magic. You channel your magical power and watch as the long shadows cast by two nearby buildings weave themselves into a web of gloom that stretches between you and the winged man hurtling in your direction. You find Asalemus is immediately ensnared in the writhing shadows and cast hard onto the ground several yards from you. As the shadows retreat, the man, groaning loudly, struggles to regain his feet. Pressing your momentary advantage, you rush forward to engage the winged man, picking a number. Bonus of 60, 20 for mind, 20 for aura, 20 for spirit. Success is 76 or more. I guess that attack made it a little bit easier. Pick now. 74, failure. As you lunge at the winged man, his entire body shudders and he rapidly morphs into a sword-wielding black scale tuzzle. Hissing savagely, this fierce reptilian nimbly dodges your attack and deftly counters. Yep, if you fail the check, you fight the tuzzle, except not really, but you still get the XP points, because, well, still an experience even if it isn't real. 21 XP, and anyway, that now we're back to, we're continuing. There's the Are You Crazy check with the success 86, 106 success. Strange sensation suddenly washes over you, and your vision blurs, you struggle to maintain your footing. All right, I'm meeting with the guy now. There's all the talking, it's the same as before. More talking, lots of talking. Right, divination again, same as before, accept Merzik's offer. A look of relief washes over Merzik's wary face when you accept the offer to become involved with his group and their endeavours. He promptly hands you the amulet and initiates a scroll. Shoulder crosses, a square eye amulet. It's armour for your neck. Unsurprisingly, it's magical. It's got a melee rating of 1, stamina points of 2, never reserve of 1. Provides 1 aura, 1 mind and 1 spirit, but you don't wear this for the stats. You wear it to protect against this creeping, the whispered madness. This strange amulet consists of a piece of red garnet carved to resemble a square eye, enclosed in an ornate iron fitting attached to a length of thin chain. The amulet was given to you by Merzik, who claimed it was one of the amulets worn by the seven knights whose heroic deeds hoped to defeat the first great madness. According to Merzik, wearing this amulet will help to save off the effects of coming into contact with the sinister elements of the Holgerwand. You needn't wear it at all times, he says, pointing to the amulet, though I would suggest that you do. It's impossible to predict when one might cross paths with the elements of the Holgerwand. Although you can be certain you'd eventually do precisely that when you tour as we do, seemingly ever within the reach of its creeping shadow, within earshot of its sly whispers. So I'm going to equip that right now. Equip the square eye amulet. That has lowered my stats a lot, but I have far more stats than I need. Muzorak thanks you and tells you it is unlikely you will again meet face to face with him. At least not in the foreseeable future. It is too dangerous for a multitude of reasons, particularly now that you're one of us, he says. The others do not meet with each other, and neither do they convene with me. Pays me to say our separation, for necessary, is perhaps why my sister suffered so in those last months. I might have helped her, but the peril of such an arrangement, I mean to say, we had gathered to. Merzik falls silent. His dark eyes swell up with tears. It's nearly a minute before he's composed enough to speak. We do not meet with one another, he says. The danger is too great. We communicate through messages and other means, which can make it difficult, but it is necessary. The madness will spread like a plague among those close to it, those who recognize it for what it is. That is how it most effectively deals with its enemies, those who would deny it its conquest. By reducing them to babbling fools, worthy of scorn and ridicule. In so doing, it incapacitates its foes, and shrouds all evidence that might serve to reveal its existence. Merzik smiles a toothless smile as he finishes speaking. For you sense the expression is a half-hearted attempt to disguise another emotion. Then sighs, meets you another shoulder cross. There are things to which I must attend. But once they're settled, I will send word to you, he says. It's time that our strategy is set into motion. For that, we will require your talents. I cannot thank you enough, Sir Crokington. I must go. I've already lingered here far longer than is wise. With that, the man in grubby finery bows deeply and bids you farewell before turning and striding off along the quadrangle. When he reaches the far side of the square, he turns and looks back in your direction before vanishing into the throng. Though you don't yet know it, this parting glimpse of Merzik is the last time you'll see him alive. Well, that's ominous. And that finishes this adventure with 256 experience to general. And more to the city gates. And save. And that unlocks the next adventure in this saga called A First Inkling. Although I think we've already had a bit of an inkling. But maybe that was not a full inkling. And maybe that what we've had so far is a first inkling-ling. Or maybe inkling-ling-ling. Which is literally a word I just made up. Anyhow, that will be in the next episode. We're already at 45 minutes. So if we do that episode, we will go well over an hour. And as once again, First Inkling is the next adventure. But until then, farewell, fellow adventurers.
Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Americans are durable. We take pride in hard work and high quality. American Giant makes durable quality clothing right here in the USA, because what we wear reflects who we are. When you buy American Giant, you're not just wearing the best clothes money can buy. You're helping keep jobs and pride in your own backyard. Premium clothing built to last decades, like it should. Get 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code RIGHTHERE24.